Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting, her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Yes, this is Kara Johnstad, and welcome to Voice Rising, where each week we dive into the big questions of how we as a humanity can fine-tune our body-mind-spirit system and heal through sound consciousness. What roles does voice play in shifting old paradigms and awakening to a vibrant life of pure presence? And how can we change the narrative and unite cultures in the world through the universal language of music to usher in that new age of peace and prosperity for all? So there's no one better to explore with us these big questions of meaning today than the world-renowned composer, orchestrator, peace activist, and as he likes to call himself, dreamer, Fabrizio Pigliucci, born in Rome, Italy, and also, well, Rome is also known as the Eternal City, and near the ancient port of Rome, named Ostia Fabrizio, was born, he grew up, he's worked and collaborated as an arranger, orchestrator, composer, producer at an international level, over 50 soundtracks, dozens of documentaries. Actually, I'm a little bit speechless now because his work is so vast, dozens of albums. And yet after all this success, after this amazing amount of time in studio, Fabrizio finds himself more and more pulled towards a simple life, more and more pulled towards sound healing, time with his family, and is really taking a, you could say, 360-degree turn to living 100% that life as a sound healer and honoring the frequency of beauty and the heart. So I want to welcome you, Fabrizio, to our show, Voice Rising. I'm excited to dig into the language of music and frequency of beauty with you today. Yes, welcome.
Hello, everyone from Italy. Hello, everyone. Good morning to all the listeners in America. It's afternoon now. I'm so excited, excuse me. First of all, thanks to you, Kara, and to Home Times Radio for this interview and to trust in me and my music. Really thanks. And excuse me for my English. I used to read and write daily, but not to speak so often, so excuse me.
For us, it's a great honor. And as you know, we are totally committed to a humanity, which means that we all come from different languages and different cultures. And I'm sure your English is perfectly fine for many of us.
Thank you.
And yeah, the good thing is also is that your music actually speaks for itself in many ways. So today we're going to be very lucky and have lots of music in the show. So I want to start with your roots. What is your memory of music and voice and storytelling as a child? What is the memory that inspired you to live this dream, Fabrizio, as a musician and sound healer?
In effect, I was born in music and art. My father was a great passionate of every kind of music, and my house was always filled with good music. And my mother used always to write poems, as now. So he had the luck to be surrounded by warm love, a good family, and a lot of art. I was not aware that I was building in my mind a lot of music background in that time, and I would then use a lot later.
So I would like to, I think a perfect track to begin with, talking about your childhood, is going to be the track The Child Who Breathed Life. Would you like to say any words before we play the track?
Yes, some words. This is a music from my recent album, The Rainbow Traveler, and was originally written for a documentary for the main Italian TV channel about Inuit, the people that live in the cold Arctic regions. Imagine the cold outside and a warm and very simple family situation inside the tent, a little child with beautiful eyes looking far. This music tells the warm, simple, magic, dreamy power that is inside every little child that is opening his eyes to life. Our work is to welcome this beauty and to give to our sons the opportunity to trust in themselves and to realize their dreams.
Ah, beautiful. So let's listen now to The Child Who Breathed Life off of The Rainbow Traveler by Fabrizio Pigliucci. I can absolutely see the landscape that you've built with that beautiful song. We're listening to Fabrizio Pigliucci's music. That last song was from his newest album, The Rainbow Traveler. And, you know, the beauty of your music is one can hear this sensitivity. So we are talking today actually about the frequency of beauty. Now, these are, you know, this is one of the many themes that we can explore with you, because after so many years of writing and composing and arranging, there are so many things that fascinate you about music. But one of the things I always feel when I listen to your albums is there are two words. The words are beauty and heart. And it seems as if everything is in connection to each other, that you have this unique gift to understand that music itself is an extension of the relationships that we have, the relationships also that are found in the universe. For example, one hears in your music also the wind, and yet one knows that the wind not only moves over the land, but it also moves through us. One hears often the wave-like motion of the sea, and one also understands the waves that we have through conversations. And so you seem to be very, not only at home with nature and with people, but really nurture this feeling of relationship, connection, friendship, family. And this is a very beautiful time of year for many people. Family is always important, but especially now, we have a lot of moments with family and friends. So what is the frequency of beauty of a heart? What does family and friendship mean to you as a composer, as an orchestrator, as an arranger?
Yes, it's really important for me. Relationships are really important, family, friends, really important. My family is very warm and present as we try to be with our sons. Especially my mother giving me the sensitivity to listen, understand others. And this is what always so important to me. Relationships are so important, not only with others, but also inside ourselves, between people and between we and nature. For me, is the key of peace. I always use this sensitivity in my life, and especially in music. When I work for others, is a way to deeply feel the other and a way to understand and empower his feelings and what he wants to express by my work. When, for example, someone showed me his songs to arrange, as to expose himself, his story, his feelings, dreams, he is naked. So I have the privilege to enter the world and create a deep connection, one-to-one. Almost all my best friends come from music. Music is surely, yes, it's true. It's surely a way to connect people. The same connection you can feel in the air. Life is full of this flow of energy. The universe is full if one is tuned to listen. I wanted to thank my mother for this and all mothers with a sweet song dedicated to the unconditional and immense love that only a mother can have. This is called In a Mother's Heart.
Ah, then let's listen to that now. Let's listen to this beautiful song for all mothers, and it's entitled In a Mother's Heart. Let's honor those mothers out there, all great families. In a Mother's Heart by Fabrizio Pigliucci. in a Mother's Heart by the composer Fabrizio Pigliucci. We are here in studio and we're going to take a few moments with Om Times and our sponsors, a small station break, and be back with you in a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I'm Kara Johnstad, and we are together with the internationally renowned composer, orchestrator, multi-instrumentalist, and sound healer Fabrizio Pigliucci, talking about sound consciousness, friendship, the frequency of beauty, and how music can be experienced as a path of healing and inner peace. So Fabrizio, this is a very big question. Very few people have been... I gotcha. Very few people have been able to define love, right? And yet we all seem to seek it, and we all seem to long and yearn for it, and we all feel it in our bones when it happens to us, when it arrives, when we feel present in that oneness. So what is your understanding of the love vibe, of the love vibration, and why is love so important for our well-being?
Yes, love is so big that I think it's not possible to fully define it. I try from here with my music. You said, well, it's a frequency, a vibration, I think. A body vibrates, it's free to vibrate. So for me, the most important thing is to open ourselves to love, that can be love for a boy or girl, but also love for ourselves, for our dog, for our work, or for life.
And for beautiful.
This, the most important thing, yeah, the most important thing is to be free, free to vibrate, free to listen. This is a long path to reach this freedom inside and outside us. Our society and our system tends to crunch us in a thousand ways so we can feel and express who we really are, so we can really love. Love is an universal vibration, I think. We can imagine it as a net that can really join humanity. It's the most important energy that exists, I think. If we can't express this, if we are not free to vibrate, illness arrives, because body and mind are deeply connected. This is a very important key to me. Love is the key for all. I don't know how much I can say about this.
No, you said it very beautifully. You said it as... You said it so beautifully, Fabrizio, this idea that we need to be free within, in a way free from certain conditioning,
sure.
So that we can vibrate, so that illness comes, the disease comes, when we're not at ease with our own frequency, when we're not able to swing in a way freely.
Yeah.
So
we have to be free and clean to listen, to receive this.
Beautiful.
It's a big
Let's listen.
Today, I think.
Let's listen to another. I'm actually sharing with everybody today so many songs about friendship and love and beauty, because I want them to have a very good taste of the one of the signature sounds of your body of work. You've done so many hundreds of music pieces. Is basically the frequency of friendship, love, beauty, healing, peace. And so let's listen to the track Friendship, the friendship theme. And, I'm going to say more about it after we listen in. Okay, the friendship theme.
Thank you.
The Friendship Theme by Fabrizio Pigliucci, and I have here my notes, also Andrea Pigliucci. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So share with us the power of relationships, family, friendship. Is it a passing on of the knowledge? Is it true? Andrea Pigliucci is your son?
Yeah, this music was written together with my first son, Andrea. This is a live recording. He was sitting at the piano and me at the keyboard strings with a flutist with us. He written the song when he was 10 at the piano. He's a very special boy, has a deep soul. It is sufficient to look at his shining eyes. For me, it's so special. This song, for me, is the expression of our special relationship as father and son that is incredibly deep from when he was born. Excuse me, I'm excited. It's so much love for him. I remember him, for example, writing little poems when I was playing piano, a transmission of energy between us. He given the title. He wanted to express the immensity that can be inside a friendship from the point of view of a child. The friendship is the same I'm proud to have with Andrea and what me, my second son, Fabio. Now they are growing and they are so full of beautiful dreams and potential energy. Also, Fabio loves music. He plays transverse flute. With my wife, we are trying to give them the freedom and the opportunity to grow up awake and to express their potential and their dreams. Anyway, our sons are always special, I think. They are the hope for the future of this world.
Yeah, exactly. The hope for the future of our world. You not only live music in your profession, you really live, eat, and breathe music. I've had the great honor, actually, to be in your home to experience what it's like to have your children simply sit down at the piano and start composing and playing. What it's also
it's
like
my
to
house.
Hear... Yeah, your house, your beautiful wife, as she starts to sing while cooking, and the music is alive. I mean, how would music change? How could music change the world if people would sit around the piano and go back to singing songs together, and friends instead of going to the movies or maybe watching television or whatever we do, go to a bar, that we would sit and try to communicate the dreams and the visions and the hopes and maybe also the sadness and the grief and the frustrations maybe, but we could, instead of getting all confused with our words that sometimes get misunderstood, if we could really communicate and create music together, what would that world look like for you?
Important.
Yeah, huh? Okay, let's...
Yes, all this is important.
I think so, too. I think we're on a good path and definitely knowing how your children, and I think also many parents have this wish for their children. Many parents give their children piano and violin, and they want their children to experience music. I think the difference is in your house and on your path is that your children were not only asked to practice a certain book of music, they were allowed to be composers, to be songwriters, to start, creating their own works. And that's exciting. If you think that song was composed by Andrea and you, of course, he was 10 years old, right? You realize how much potential our children have. So let's listen to another song of yours, because this show today is full of magnificent music. It was really hard to make the choice, but I focused it around the frequency of beauty and love to honor also this holiday season for many people. So I'd love to listen to the track With This Love.
Thank you.
was Fabrizio Piliucci's music with This Love. This is Cara Johnstad. You are listening to Voice Rising at Om Times Radio. Fabrizio, you've spent really thousands of hours in dark studios doing hundreds and hundreds of soundtracks. And basically, at some point, you heard an inner voice. It was obviously a strong pull to walk more and more the path of the simpler path of an empath, a meditator, a living a simple life, and dedicating your work to uniting humanity and to helping our hearts heal. Do you remember that moment? And what brought you to where you are today to make such a big commitment to leave the industry behind, so to say?
Yes, in effect, it was not a determinate moment. Music was for me the key to grow up day by day and connecting me with my soul. So with the years, hard years of work for some tracks from TV, a voice inside me started to call always more strongly, showing me that the kind of music I was doing was not me and was not useful to this world, or was useful only to make money or to others to make money with my work. Mm. So after I reached a rather high level in career, I decided to stop. It was not my path. And I started to deconstruct all, to free myself and to write my music, not the one a director wanted from me. My music was spontaneously a loving, healing music, the one you are listening. But I don't recognize it soon, my path. So I have to thank other people that helped me to understand who I am. You, for first, dearest Cara, but also friends, beautiful talks, and a lot of letters that I receive continuously from people that use my music for their well-being, to inspire, to open their heart. An important turning point was for me to meet a teacher of an instrument, the Indian bansuri flute. The Indian music is very connected with spirituality and meditation, and I felt this in this instrument. It's very spiritual. So I started to play my music at bansuri with a little portable studio outside. And that day, I started to play weekly for a very sick lady. The result was a shower of love from my music to them and from them to me. This moved me a lot. The first time I had big tears in my eyes and big hugs between us. So I always thank this healing group and this lady, Claudia, that now is listening to us from Sky. Ciao, Claudia.
Yeah, beautiful. So let's keep these warm words in our heart as we go into a station break, and after that, we'll be back with more from Fabrizio Piliucci.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am Cara Johnstead, and we are here today in studio with the internationally renowned composer, orchestrator, multi-instrumentalist, sound healer Fabrizio Pigliucci, talking about sound consciousness, friendship, the frequency of beauty, and how music can be experienced as a path to more healing and inner peace. Fabrizio, your path of music is that of a humanitarian. And one of your passions is collecting instruments from all over the world and also researching and composing and understanding those different types of music. You were talking before the break about your love for bansuri flute. I know that you are also in China. I know that you've just released another album with some gypsy jazz. So you are, I think you're just so incredibly curious, not only about music, but the people's lives behind this music, right? So how do they live? How do they breathe? What are their harmonics? What are their harmonies? Do you believe in the ability of music to how do I say this? You know, you always say that you're a dreamer, but I actually think you're a realist. I think that you feel that peace is possible and that we can unite humanity through music, through kindness, through our shared values.
Yeah.
Is it true? Yeah.
Yes, sure. This is funny. I love to discover new instruments, and my house is very full of instruments. I have about, I have about 80 I bought around the world. All my friends that know this, they bought for me in other countries when they travel around. So I have instruments from China, from Madagascar, from Brazil, from Ireland. Everyone from has its story, but everyone as his own voice, as inside that voice you can feel the land where it comes from, its tradition, the spirit. For me, it's a way to explore and to better know the different voice and tradition of the world. Is the importance for me is great importance to listen to all music and to all the different voices. Is the idea of a world as a whole. And I have no prejudice also about electronic instruments. I have not only ethnic instruments. Prejudice are always wrong. Also, an electronic instrument can be used to express our creativity and become human. For me, this is a way to join us with our time. I love to play it when I can study these instruments. I love to play in nature with my portable studio and my flutes. Music becomes freedom as a prayer, resonance and community with the wall. For me, it's really magic. I love to do this. About the song you choose. Yeah.
Yes.
For me, it's really an incredible moment. About the song you choose, Peace is so large. And it's performed with an Irish tin whistle. It's a little wooden flute. I bought in Ramston in Ireland, one of my most little and most beloved instruments. Sometimes in the little's voice, you can find the greater surprise. Imagine this song. Yes, sure, it's important. I imagine this song in front of the sea, where I used to go often to think. I live close to the seaside. I go often to open my heart, and I think that the sea speaks to us with its ancient wisdom, if one simply go and listen. And I think the sea is whispering us words of peace.
That's very beautiful. I love this line. Sometimes the smallest voice can give us the greatest surprise, right?
Yes.
So let's listen to your track, Peace, which you composed, this amazing sonic landscape. And let's listen to Peace and understand we can have world peace. We can have it through music and harmony, understanding. We are listening to Fabrizio Piliucci's amazing soundscape entitled Peace.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And welcome back to Voice Rising. Welcome back, Fabrizio Piliucci. And I think many, many people after today's show are going to be really interested to know more about your work, which I'm going to do this before we go into the next question. FabrizioPiliucci.com is your homepage, and do you want to spell it, or should I spell it for the people, because you have this wonderfully long Italian name, Fabrizio Piliucci. Should I spell it?
Better.
Okay, yeah. So it's www dot, and then FabrizioPiliucci.com, Fabrizio Piliucci. And right, and also at Amazon and iTunes. Your last two albums, Fallen from the Moon and Rainbow Traveler, they've received stunning reviews from the circle of people that use them a lot in hospitals, in meditation circles. They're used also for massage, for body work. People are putting them on in the morning. Just right. It's really you're receiving many letters and emails of gratitude. And share with us, why did you decide to name your latest album Rainbow Traveler? Are you striped, Fabrizio? Are you striped, or is it your love for Ireland, or why Rainbow Traveler?
No, I love Ireland. You know, it's my preferred place in the world. It's so magic, but nothing is about Ireland for this. I imagine this name. I wanted to imagine my album as a travel, no, as a journey. The Rainbow Traveler, it's an imaginary journey on the wings of a rainbow. It's a journey of the soul, from birth to child, from friendship to love, then sailing, going across the world, the desert, up to find love, and the end of the rainbow, and then finding peace. This is, in few words, the sequence of the songs and the travel you can have listening to the album. It's a sequence of music landscapes that are in effect place of the soul. This album is dedicated to all the rainbow travelers. I call this all the dreamers and the free spirits out there, people full of colors that can fly high. And this song, the song Rainbow Traveler, celebrates with joy the greatness of their heart. They travel this world and this life outside and inside themselves on the way of love. This is the sense of the album and the name of the album.
Beautiful. Let's listen to the track, The Rainbow Traveler, off of Fabrizio's latest CD, The Rainbow Traveler. So easy to remember. Let's tune in to this beautiful piece of music. We are back here at Voice Rising with the renowned composer Fabrizio Piliucci. That was his track, Rainbow Traveler, off of his latest album, The Rainbow Traveler. And I really do believe, Fabrizio, in the 60 minutes, we have traveled around the world and back. You are really a phenomenal musician and humanitarian, and it's an honor.
Thank you so much.
It's an honor to call you a friend.
My honor.
I look forward to having you back on the show to talk about messages of peace, to deepen our conversation on healing and meditation and the power that music and the frequency of love and friendship has to bring peace to our world. Thank you, Fabrizio, so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.